Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a 2022 team preview for the Arizona Cardinals. So if you enjoy this video or subscribe to the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips of our show on Instagram at 100 Football, and of course, our top-tier daily updated podcast, the Extremely Believe Podcast Network, available anywhere else to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Go over there, check us out, and leave us a review. And if you have a suggestion for an upcoming video, please drop it in our comments and we'll put it into our rotation. So let's get into it. The Arizona Cardinals back in 2021 had a very good season, 11-6, second in the NFC West. However, they lost in the wild card game to the eventual champs, the Los Angeles Rams, 34-11. So after having a really good year last year, you're hoping you can come back and maybe topple the defending champs in their division and make it further in the playoffs. But let's look at this team, look at their roster, who they've added, who they've lost, and their schedule for this upcoming season. So some players they have gained: Nick Vigil, Marquise Hollywood Brown from the Ravens, Kingsley Kike, Jesse Lemonore, Will Hernandez, Christian Blake, Daryl Williams, Ben Neiman, and Steven Anderson are all coming over for the Cardinals. As for some players who are no longer with the team, who went to other places, Jordan Phillips went to the Bills, Chase Edmonds, the running back, to the Dolphins, Max Garcia, the left guard, to the Giants, Christian Kirk, your wide receiver, went to the Jaguars, Chandler Jones, your edge rusher, a big loss there, went to the Raiders, and Jordan Hicks, your linebacker, went to the Minnesota Vikings. So, and they've also re-signed a plethora of guys that I'm not going to get into because that will take 10 minutes. So, I think that even though you've lost some guys, you've gained some pieces to try and make up some ground, and I think it'll look good for them. Looking at their depth chart, who they've got on the roster so far, led, of course, by head coach Cliff Kingsbury, offensive coordinator Sean Coogler, and defensive coordinator Vance Joseph. They've got, of course, A.J. Green. They've got Marquise Brown, Antoine Wesley, Andy Isabella. They've got Rondale Moore, Greg Dortch. They drafted Devontae Payton also, could help them out in the wide receiving core. They've also got Jared Smart, who they drafted, and Jontre Kirkland as well. See if they can get a little bit of playing time. And looking at the line, the offensive line, you got DJ Humphreys, you got Justin Pugh, you got Rodney Hudson, you got Will Hernandez, who I'd mentioned, you got Kelvin Beachum on the line, and also at the tight end, you got Zach Ertz, and some other offensive linemen who could potentially help out if need be. You've got you've drafted Marquise Hayes and Letitia Smith for some backup roles there. Like I mean, Ertz is backed by Trey McBride, so I think we can, since Ertz is getting a little bit older in age, we can see McBride in a few sets this upcoming season. Of course, quarterback is no other than Kyler Murray. He'll be doing some good work this year, I believe. And on the backfield, you've got James Conner and Daryl Williams. So offensively, I think that this team looks pretty solid as long as Kyler can get some time in the pocket and get it to any of those receivers who I've mentioned. I think they'll be fine. I think they'll be in good standing. And it's looking like the offense for this team is going to look really good once again. But let's flip over to the defense. Of course, you got J.J. Watt, Leaky Fotu, Zach Allen, Marcus Golden, Isaiah Simmons, Zaven Collins, Devin Kennard, Marco Wilson, Jalen Thompson, Buda Baker, Antonio Hamilton, and then Byron Murphy Jr., and some of the new guys who are on the team, right? Some backups and some new guys who they drafted. You got Cam Thomas, number 97 in your hearts, number one number 97 in the program, number one in your hearts, and also Christian Matthew, as well as some other guys like Myjai Sanders, Manny Jones, Chandler Wooten, Jesse Lacuda, and Daryl Baker Jr. So I think that looking at this team, their offense, I think they'll be fine. The defense, we'll see how they can do. I know losing Chandler Jones is going to be a big blow there. But I like Zaven Collins. Isaiah Simmons is really good as well. J.J. Watts, your anchor, your vet. Their backfield is nice with Baker, Hamilton, and Murphy Jr. So I think that this team will be fine. I expect them to have a good season. And speaking of their season, let's look at who they're playing this upcoming year. Kicking off the year against the Kansas City Chiefs. Then they go against the Oakland Raiders, the Los Angeles Rams. So those are three really tough games all in a row. You've got the Carolina Panthers, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Seattle Seahawks, the Saints in week 7, the Vikings in week 8, the Seahawks once again in week 9, the Rams one more time in week 10, the 49ers in week 11, the Chargers in week 12, you're off week 13, and then you go up against the Patriots, Broncos, Buccaneers, the Falcons in week 17, and in week 18, the 49ers. So a pretty tough schedule all in all for this Cardinals team. And looking at the division, who they're going up against, of course, the Seahawks are in that kind of rebuilding mode this year. The Cardinals, like I said, they're looking pretty good, like I mentioned. The Rams, they're the champs, of course. They're going to be the heavy favorites. And the 49ers are also just right there on the cusp in this NFC West division, which is very, very stacked. And I think that I don't know if the Cardinals just quite have the manpower quite yet to get over that hump of either the 49ers or the Rams. I just think that it's still the Rams division to beat right now, but I think the Cardinals could have a very similar season this year like they had in 2021 with 10-plus wins, a potential wild card berth. It would not surprise me at all. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. But I would love to hear what you have to say, our fans, our viewers, our listeners. What do you think? How do you think the Cardinals will do this upcoming 2022 season? Drop in our comments on Facebook or on YouTube. Of course, if you haven't done so already, please go and check out our podcast, Fibble Analyst Podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, anywhere listen to them, and leave us a review, what you think of the show and who you want us to talk about next. And of course, we've done a ton of episodes talking about team previews, like we're covering all the NFL teams. We're almost done with that. Amazing college ones. We're going to be doing college previews next. Player profiles, history specials, legends interviews, draft prospects for 2023. Yeah, you heard that right, 2023. And so much more information about football here on the channel, 15 to 20 episodes per week. And who knows, maybe even more, but there's always something for you to watch, to look at. Check out on YouTube, we have some playlists of some of our favorite categories. So go check us out there and just spend a day watching some of our episodes because we have a ton of them. Like I said, I've been your host today, Logan Lance. Have a tremendous weekend, everyone. And we'll talk to you again on another episode of 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports, Talk, Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.